Hello and welcome to the week ahead with ATFX. My name's Nick Twidell, I'm the Chief Market Analyst. As always, we can't look at the week coming up without looking at what just gone. And of course, it was another very busy week for financial markets. Ups and downs from tariff calls, trade calls, counter-tariff calls. Everything's led to a lot of volatility and markets are still massively on edge with global uncertainty. And of course, one of the big factors we've seen with that global uncertainty is gold smashing up to reach new highs. I think it's hit 25 new highs this week. So as always, we're going to look through what's coming up from the macroeconomic calendar and what can move markets. Obviously, a big factor this week is the fact that we've got Easter holidays across a lot of the major trading centres. We've seen Friday a thin liquidity day, and Monday looks set to be the same with a lot of the big players, big jurisdictions off, but some still on. So trading will continue, but liquidity will be thin. So as always, we'll take you through on a day-by-day basis on what you can expect coming up and what's going to be the major market movers. Without a doubt, we have to caveat that with updates on tariffs from President Trump, the US, and responses from major jurisdiction and counterparties. So Japan have been leading the way and was certainly a big focus on Thursday and Friday. If there could be a deal done there, expect a little bit of a relief rally across both stocks and risk portfolios. But keep an eye on, there should be cross-jurisdictional trading opportunities as certain deals are done and certain deals are not done. So having a look at what's coming up, Easter Monday, without a doubt, thin liquidity conditions. A lot of major centres are still off to celebrate Easter Monday holidays. In the Asian session, New Zealand and Australia are off. In Europe, you've got Switzerland, most of Europe, including Germany, France, Italy and the UK, will be closed. The US and Canada are back open again, but expect it still to be skeleton staff on the desk and therefore relatively low liquidity. Do take into account, though, early in the day in the Asian session, we've got the loan prime rates from China, essentially their interest rates. They are expected to stay the same at 3.1% for the 1 year and 3.6% for the 5 year. But there are some people out there calling for a bit of a change from China that could surprise the entire market, especially if they had a little bit of stimulus. Be aware of that. That could see some massive liquidity on Monday. Nothing much for the European session. As I said, most centres are off. Same with the US, very third-tier data due out. It's actually a similar story on Tuesday. There's not too much due for most of the day. It's all third, second-tier data. But we do hear later in the day from some key central bankers. So in the European session, we do hear from ECB President Christine Lagarde. So as always, euro will move on the back of what she said. And we've got some Fed speakers. Both Jefferson and Harker are chatting. And we do get a little bit of data out of the US with the Richmond Manufacturing Index coming out, expected to show come in at -6. On to Wednesday, and things do start to kick up on the macroeconomic calendar. It is that flash and services manufacturing PMI day where we hit a raft of data across pretty much most of the major FX jurisdictions. So Australia, France, Germany, EU, the UK and the US all have flash manufacturing PMI numbers coming out. And these are heavily focused on by investors at the moment. Purchasing managers index, I should make it extremely clear on what they are. And it is a big indicator on whether these purchasing managers are pulling back in these times of turbulent and let's be honest, risk off sentiment. So keep an eye on that. Some of the key ones to look at: Germany expected the manufacturing side to come in at 47.5, services at 50.3. The UK manufacturing at 44.0, services at 51.4. And the US, which is expected the manufacturing to come in at 49.3 and the services at 59.2. So big numbers there, and it will give a good overall feel to how purchasing managers and obviously economies are feeling sentiment-wise, moving into reacting to what we've seen over the last couple of months with regard to trade tariffs. Later in the day, we do hear from Bank of England Governor Andrew Bailey as well. So UK markets set to be in focus as we move into the Thursday session. Thursday, once again, relatively quiet in the Asian session. not too much coming out. We move into the European session. German IFO business climate data is out. That's 84.5.2 expected. Wouldn't surprise me if it comes in a little bit lower due to the fact that expectations are moving down due to trade issues. Keep an eye during the week as well, like with regard to that, on how the EU and the US are going on their negotiations. Into the US session, we've got those weekly unemployment claims that we get expected to come in around about 220K. We've also got durable goods numbers. Core durable goods expected to show a 0.2% month-on-month increase, with the headline number 1.5% month-on-month increase, I should say. Existing home sales are also out, with 4.14 million new homes to have been sold over the last month. What I should caveat most of the week with as well is there is a lot of data coming through. US earnings season is in full swing. So during those US time zones, we will hear from the big US companies, those on the NASDAQ, the S&P and the Dow, and that will move markets and move market sentiment. On to Friday. For us here in the Antipodes, it's another holiday. It's Anzac Day, both in Australia and in New Zealand. So expect that to affect market liquidity. Japan will be in focus early in the day. The Tokyo core CPI year-on-year number expected to come in at plus 3.2%. Still pretty sticky, and that's the big number that the Bank of Japan look at. So keep an eye on that. That could move the yen and you move it fairly substantially. Into the European session, we've got UK retail sales data out, expected to come in a negative 0.4% on a month-on-month basis. We then hear from Swiss National Bank Martin Schlegel. He could move the franc. The franc's been under, it's been strengthening, obviously, on the back of its haven trade status. But Swiss National Bank are down. I think they're on 0.2%. They haven't got too much more room to move unless they go negative. So interesting to see what he says. Then we move into the US session. Focus will be north on the border of Canada. Retail sales numbers expected to show a month-on-month 0.4% decline, with the core number coming in flat. Also expect to see moves on the loonie on that. And then later in the day, we get the revised University of Michigan consumer sentiment and inflation expectations numbers. So it's an interesting week that we've got. Data-wise, it's not massive, but we could see some decent moves, especially off that PMI, especially if it shows an overall risk sentiment tone, which, let's be honest, is probably going to be moving downside. But expect to see big moves on sentiment overall, whether we hear some positive stuff from those trade negotiations, which President Trump is heavily touting at the moment, and we're still not at the end of the Easter holidays, and I think we might hear some news updates from him. But also some of the data that we're getting could move specific jurisdictions. Think of that Tokyo core CPI. Think of the PMI numbers, UK retail sales. All these could see quite sharp moves, especially in the currencies of their local jurisdictions. So good luck trading this week. If you need anything from us at ATFX, please let us know. Thank you very much. Cheers.